From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
San Francisco cracking down on residents blocking sidewalks with cars parked in their driveways. Now, this is now causing tension among neighbors.
I think, you know, if you live in the neighborhood, you should be a little bit more friendly. And I think it doesn't have to go for the kill.
People in Oakland show their support for a local business as shop owners deal with a wave of recent break-ins. And mourning aid workers killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. A Bay Area chef who works with World Central Kitchen in war zones remembers her friend.
His loss is a loss for not only World Central Kitchen, but the planet. It's truly a tragedy.
Good morning, and thanks for starting your day with us. Today is Sunday, April 7th. I'm Max Darrow. We start with a parking battle in San Francisco. A few years ago, the SFMTA said they would start ticketing people if cars parked in the driveway were blocking the sidewalk, like you see right there. It hasn't really been enforced up until now. As Amanda Harry shows us, the issue has some neighbors turning on each other.
People in these neighborhoods say they've been parking like this for years, and suddenly they're seeing SFMTA issue citations. The issue is what you see here. Cars parked in short driveways, forcing them to spill over into the sidewalk. Then people have to walk around them to get by.
I was like thinking about, am I gonna, you know, wake up with like a ticket in the front? You know,
David Cho regularly house sits in the Inner Sunset. Like he says now, he's in a neighborhood group message, and people have been talking about an uptick in citations for cars parked in their own driveways. The offense listed on the ticket, blocking part of the sidewalk. Cho has parked sideways like this for years, leaving room for pedestrians. But now he's concerned that might not be enough.
This is my electric car, and then I park it here because the charger is on this side. And then so I can run a line here to charge my car. And so if I park it out there, then the line will be on the sidewalk and I don't want people to be tripping on it.
Throughout the Inner Sunset neighborhood, dozens of cars are hanging over the sidewalk. Someone who lives in the Richmond district took to X to complain about the citation, saying they had parked that way for years. The SFMTA responded, saying not being cited before isn't a guarantee you won't be cited in the future, and that there is a recent effort to better address sidewalk parking in the city. Near 9th Avenue and Moraga Street, a sign asking people to not call the Department of Transportation to ticket cars parked in driveways. It suggests leaving a note asking someone to park differently.
I think, you know, if you live in the neighborhood, we should be a little bit more friendly and neighborhoody to our neighbors. And I think it doesn't have to go for the kill. Maybe just kind of like talk to the person.
Harrison.
Linda Messett doesn't have a car, but lives in the neighborhood and frequently walks her dog, Harrison. She says she sees cars spilling into the sidewalk all the time, and it can cause issues.
When we walk in a group, we're going up to meet our friends to walk all of our dogs together, and then you're going around and you end up in the street or, you know, I mean, it's a pain sometimes.
She says she's able-bodied and usually just walking her dog. But for others, it could become dangerous.
I think that it would be a bigger issue if I had kids and, you know, you're trying to get a group of children and you don't want to cross into the street to get around a car.
Cho says he thinks the law needs to be enforced on a case-by-case basis.
The whole, you know, things need to make sense. You know, regulations and rules is to make sense of something. You know, if a rule doesn't make sense anymore, then why should there be a rule? And I think what makes sense is like people with strollers and dogs and whatnot be able to pass through. And I think there should be enough space.
For now, people in these neighborhoods say they will continue to try to come up with creative solutions to avoid being cited in the future.
And here's another practice that the MTA will soon start cracking down on in San Francisco: right turns on red lights. They plan on expanding the rule to all intersections highlighted on your screen. And oh, you can see there are a lot of them there in downtown, SoMa, Chinatown, and North Beach specifically. The city says it's going to make crosswalks safer. A group called Walk SF says 17 people were killed while walking in San Francisco last year. And pedestrians accounted for 65% of all traffic-related fatalities.
at the 50 intersections that SFMTA implemented no turn on red in 2021, 92% of drivers complied with those no turn on red signs. And so this actually works incredibly well. Our status quo is dangerous and deadly.
If it works out from a traffic standpoint, you can make your right turn easily and, you know, be on your way. It's obviously more efficient and faster.
This project is a new extension of MTA's Tenderloin area-wide no turn on red program.
Cold out there this Sunday morning, but not as cold as we have been. Numbers are a little bit warmer. We didn't have to have any frost advisories. At least the National Weather Service didn't issue any for this morning, so that's good. Interestingly enough, there is a weak little weather system just kind of sitting off the coast, maybe a few light showers there, but it's later today. Once we get into the afternoon, we might see a few more of those develop over the mountains. We're going to look at that coming up in the complete forecast. It's not a widespread chance of rain today. It's just a very limited part, particularly North Bay Mountains. But with just a few clouds for the rest of us, look at your day. That's Sunday. Low to mid-60s for daytime highs. Those numbers are going to look dramatically different by the middle of this week. We've got a big warm-up coming our way. More on that as well. See you in the full forecast in just a bit.
A police chase on Highway 101 in Petaluma led to a hazmat situation this weekend. Police say this happened after the driver took the Petaluma Boulevard North exit, going more than 100 miles an hour, hit the barrier, and then rolled over the ramp. The fully electric car spewed a couple dozen batteries across the roadway. Police say they were on fire. Some of them even exploded. This happened on Saturday morning just before 8 o'clock, and police decided they would leave the car in the standing water where it landed until it could safely be towed away. The driver of the car suffered only minor injuries. San Francisco police arrested a man suspected of shooting and killing someone at a barbershop near Mission and 20th at around 1:30 on Friday afternoon. SFPD says they found 31-year-old Alexander Martinez in Richmond at around 10 p.m. on Friday. Police have not released any information about the victim or a motive. Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin held his first rally for mayor on Saturday in Chinatown. Peskin says he will be more hands-on and accountable to everyday San Franciscans.
And while I thankfully don't have any billionaires on my side, I have you. And I ask you to join with me, to fight with me, to save our city without sacrificing our values.
Peskin officially entered the race Friday, joining the list of candidates challenging Mayor London Breed this fall. Other major challengers include Supervisor Asha Safai, former Mayor Mark Farrell, and philanthropist Daniel Lurie. The CHP is looking for two young boys who went missing in Mountain View last night. The agency says they were last seen on Montecito Avenue near Stevenson Elementary School. Mountain View police say Taylor Wu took the two boys, Daniel and David Wu, in a blue 2018 Ford Escape with this license plate from Missouri. Daniel is 9, David is 4. Now to Oakland this morning, where a business hit with a recent break-in held a community event thanking customers on Saturday and doubling down on its commitment to stay in the town. This is surveillance footage from Easter morning, when someone broke the glass door and stole merchandise from the shop. The owner tells Da Lin she won't let thieves run her out of the city that she loves.
A DJ and some live jazz music to set the mood. The business owner says despite the public safety challenges, Oakland is still worth fighting for. A warm and supportive crowd shopping at the Taylor J clothing store on Saturday afternoon. It's a big contrast to this video taken on Easter Sunday when a thief ransacked the downtown Broadway store.
This is ridiculous. It's Easter. I was so angry. I was just really upset. And I was like, okay, we're done. We're going to go somewhere else. You know, that was my original thought.
Taylor J says the thief took about $20,000 in merchandise and the iPad used to collect credit card payments. She says it was especially painful because they do so many community events and invest so much in Oakland.
We have our own in-house factory, so in downtown Oakland, we make all the clothes. So Taylor J is designed and made in Oakland.
But what happened after was what reminded her why she set up shop here in the first place. The people. Neighbors emailed her positive messages, and some even donated to her GoFundMe.
We've had people send us an iPad. I mean, the love is so real that it's just, it's amazing.
Instead of running away from the problem, Taylor says she will stay and be part of the solution. Many businesses have already closed down, citing crime.
We're not going to allow a few bad apples to ruin this amazing bowl of fruit that Oakland has.
She held this event on Saturday to thank neighbors and customers. It was also a way, she says, to remind others to support all the small businesses in the city, as many are struggling with lower foot traffic due to crime.
Be very conscious of your dollars and where you spend them. You know, keep the money in Oakland. Keep your support in Oakland. You know, I know it's so easy to go online or go out of town, but just fight against it.
Her customers agree, saying the health of the city is tied to the success of small businesses.
If we all want to be a part of this, like, collective, we all have to play our part in making sure that we're keeping them going. But also, you know, I think kind of a wake-up call to the city to really think about, like, what's going on.
Oakland police report in the first 3 months this year, burglaries went down 45% compared to last year, but robberies went up 35%.
Yeah, it's challenging right now, but I don't think it's over for Oakland. I think that we have to just stand strong, and it's going to take everyone's effort.
As they say, it takes a village. Now, Taylor Jay says while businesses and customers are doing their part, elected leaders have to step up and do more to improve public safety.